1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. It's still unclear who hacked the U.S. government today, but China and Russia are the primary suspects, especially after some big hacks last week. Here's CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Among the targets, multiple federal agencies, Johns Hopkins University and Hospital in Maryland, Georgia's university system, Minnesota's Department of Education, and British Airways. The hackers are said to be part of a cyber criminal gang believed to operate from inside Russia with the tacit approval of Russian intelligence.
The Massachusetts Air National Guardsmen accused of leaking highly classified military documents, including info on the war in Ukraine, has been indicted on federal felony charges. The Justice Department says Jack Teixeira willfully retained and shared national defense information in an online chat room for gamers. He was arrested back in April. We are keeping a close eye on states down south that could get hit with more severe storms and possible tornadoes. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The big threat here is damaging wind gusts. And what we mean by that is winds gusting to 80 or 90 miles an hour. This line of storms stretching from Kansas through Oklahoma into North Texas.
Texas is also dealing with intense heat.
We take a break like every 20 minutes, drink water.
Parts of the Lone Star State are set to top triple digits for much of the next week. Summer camps in South Florida are limiting time outside. It's just too hot to be out. Unless, of course, like these kids, you're in the pool.
That's CBS's Jared Hill reporting. President Biden says companies like Ticketmaster and Airbnb are getting rid of hidden fees known as junk fees.
The solution is what it's called all-in pricing. And that's where companies fully disclose their fees up front when you start shopping, so you're not surprised at the end when you check out.
Americans spend at least $29 billion on junk fees every year. Miami's Mayor Francis Suarez is talking about his decision to run in 2024. CBS's Robert Costa.
Suarez is one of now three Republicans vying for the Republican nomination, joining Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Suarez does have some support in Miami, but this will be his first test on the national stage. And as part of that, he will speak tonight at the Reagan Presidential Library.
Twitter is facing a huge $250 million lawsuit now from 17 music publishers that are accusing the platform of copyright infringement for allowing users to post music without permission. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs, ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At the Home Depot, we take Father's Day seriously. Why not get doing and give Dad a gift card that gets him out of the house and into new projects? Because the dads who do the most deserve the most, whether he's into woodworking, yard work, or grilling up something for the family. A Home Depot gift card gives your dad the power to get everything he needs to keep doing the most. Shop today for a gift that powers dad. At the Home Depot, how doers get more done.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today. 855-954-1186.
All in two wins. Gingras Thompson & Wachs. GTWLawyers.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The Wood County Unit of the Wisconsin Towns Association will meet on Friday, June 16th at 7 p.m. at Saratoga Hall. Marshfield Fire and Rescue were called for a fire that happened close to midnight last night. Flames were coming from a trailer home on North Peach Avenue. All the people were out of the home, but a dog and cat were still inside. When crews arrived, the home was already engulfed with fire and portions of the outside walls were collapsing. Crews used a defensive attack to put out the fire and work to protect the buildings nearby. They were able to quickly put out the fire, but structures to the west and east of the home received minor damage from the heat. No people were injured, but the dog and cat died in the fire. The trailer home is a complete loss, and the structure and contents were not insured. Cranberry Blossom Fest kicks off today in Wisconsin Rapids. The Blossom Fest Carnival is from 4 to 10. Parking is $5, but admission is free. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 48 tonight, under partly cloudy skies, northeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 77. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 53. Temperatures a bit above average, Saturday and Sunday, with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered showers, Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Because I am. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on Civic Media. Download the app from your favorite app store. Tune in at your favorite affiliate. Minnesota to the west, the lake to the east, the Yoop to the north, and the Flatlanders to the south. We're covering the whole state here on the Maggie Dawn Show. And today is Talkback Thursday. We're going to try this out, see how it rolls. Me and Evan have worked up some, I think, some really interesting sound from the week in news. There's been so much being said, so many changing opinions throughout the week. And Talkback Thursday is where you get to tell me what you were screaming at your radio or your TV when you heard some of these things said. So we're going to play sound. I want to hear from you. If you know that there's something that you heard and you want to respond to it, that's what I want to hear from you about. 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. If you've got the app, it's really convenient, isn't it, Evan? Like, all you got to do is just press the little text or call button.
And it's brand new. If you downloaded the app, you know, a few months ago when we were first pushing it, trying to get you guys to do this thing, it automatically updated on iOS at least.
Yes, it did. If it hasn't
already, it's coming to the Google App Store really soon here.
Yep, I heard the Android's lagging behind
the
Apple product.
That's right, but anyway, you know, that's normal, you know, because iPhone superiority, whatnot.
We can make fun of iPhone people, of which I am one.
Me too.
Who want to pay like $3,000 and wait in line for 4 hours. Join us to talk back to the people that you hear in the news, including, you know, even things I've said, because I want to hear from you, 844-967-2789, especially, you know, I don't think there's enough women that call into political talk radio, especially on the right. I don't hear a whole lot of women calling. I wonder why. Might it be a slightly testosterone-laden, hostile environment? Yeah, maybe. Please join us, 844-967-2789. But there were a couple of things that I wanted to hit on before we get into the sound, and we will be turning to that immediately in our next segment. Before we get to that, you know, we had spent some time yesterday, Evan, talking through what the GOP actually does with their proposed legislation and policy. Because to me, you got to get beyond the performative politics, right? You got to read into what's actually happening. Because on both the left and the right, and I think the right's on balance, much more fanning the flames and speaking in rhetorical generalities.
And in unison. I mean, that's part of the really spooky part is, I mean, you just hear the same thing everywhere.
Republicans, right, we all know this, message discipline. And it doesn't really matter how crazy the message is, they all tend to say it. What's interesting and why I want to do Talkback Thursdays is I think we may be entering into a new phase of that with the GOP, right? Where I began Monday by saying, we've got an indictment. Is this going to cleave the GOP in two? Are we going to start hearing voices of dissension? And I think my prediction has been borne out this week. We see many of the presidential candidates beefing up their language and critique. But what I want to begin with is some more meat on the bones about how GOP actual policies, both here in the state of Wisconsin and nationally, hurt the middle class. If we can say as a value that we generally share, whether we're right or left or centrist, whether we don't care about politics or do very deeply, that in general, government should work for the vast majority of us, the middle class. It should help support the middle class. It should lead to economic growth that actually leads to the wealth increasing for the middle class, that we should be raising people up out of poverty, not deploying policies that press folks down and keep them in poverty permanently. It should matter if policies work, right? And so yesterday I took some time talking about the fact that the state GOP for the second time in as many years is going to turn down Medicaid expansion, which if they passed it would save all Wisconsin taxpayers $1.6 billion. And it would get 90,000 Wisconsinites health insurance. But the GOP says no to those people, says no to that tax savings. Of course, meanwhile, putting the screws to Milwaukeeans. And the other thing that we spent some time on yesterday, I'm just going to pick out my favorite fact from the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. There's been a trio of bills introduced by the Republican Party in Washington, D.C. that cumulatively would result next year in approximately $28 billion in tax savings for the richest 1% of Americans. $28 billion in tax savings to the richest 1%. The tax savings to the poorest 20% of us would be a mere 1.6, I believe, if I got that right. I want to double check because we just don't want to get these facts wrong if we're trying to have fact-based arguments, right? It's actually $28.4 billion. And $28.4 billion in tax cut savings to the richest 1% and $1.4 billion in savings to our poorest 20% of Americans. That's the Republican tax plan. But this didn't come out of nowhere. Gotta share some facts also about the Trump tax cut of 2017. Because if you want to know who the GOP cares about, you just look at their tax plans, their tax legislation. So before I tell you exactly what Trump did, I want to share this fact with everyone. In 1959, basically at the height of the expansion of the white middle class, when many of our parents or grandparents were seeing first-time home ownership or the increase in their home equity, back in 1959, the top tier in income tax, you want to take a guess, E, at what the top tier income tax rate was in this country in 1959?
Okay. Now, some people might take the wrong tact on this. I'm going to say damn near half. I'm going to say that like 50%. It was very, very high for very, very wealthy people 70 years ago.
Higher.
Ooh. I was on the right track. Yeah.
You're almost cool. Go higher.
71%.
Higher.
No way, man.
Way.
80%.
Higher.
So, and okay, now you got to make something clear for me. We're talking on
So this is graduated income tax, right? So it's not your first dollar that gets taxed at this rate,
right?
It steps in. But once you hit the like Richie Rich level for the absolute top level of income taxation, it was 91%.
Oh, wow. That even blows my mind. That's insane.
Doesn't it?
Insane.
That is where we were. When the U.S. economy was booming and the middle class was growing, union jobs, pensions, benefits, your kids were always going to do better than you did. Yeah, the top level of income taxation in this country was 91%. By 1965, it was 70%. And we know where it's gone since then. The current highest level income tax rate is 37% now.
Wow.
Really makes
graduated, you know, once you've already made $10 million, whatever the number is.
It's as if, you know, this is what I always love about conservatives, because they'll argue about economic policy and it's all grounded in this basic microeconomics, Keynesian theory. And I don't want everybody to start eyes glossing over, right? But within basic economic theory is this idea of diminishing marginal returns. And it's very true for richness. This is why you see folks like Warren Buffett pledging to give basically all their money away. It's like, how many Maybachs can you buy before the Maybach has no value, right? Like, at a certain point, it is literally only greed. And I'm going to use this to, and by the way, Joe Biden wants to raise that top income tax level to 39.6, right? Just a couple of percentage points. Of course, heresy to the GOP. I don't get it. It's, you know, it was like when, what was that GOP verbal linguist? I can picture his face. He started calling estate taxes death taxes because we all die.
Oh man.
This what was that guy's name? Text us if you remember, 844-967-2789. You know, GOP will rail about income taxes, and it's like, nobody I know is hitting the top of income tax. And by the way, most of the folks that I do that might eventually hit that one day would be like, sure, take another, what is it, 2.6% from me. Because diminishing marginal returns. They already have the big house, the nice cars. Their kids' tuitions are fully funded. They've got money stocked away, socked away for retirement. Which brings me to this point. Trump tried to lower the capital gains tax to 15%. Okay? Don't zone out on this. Capital gains tax just means the income that is earned on money you already have. It's the term that makes everybody glaze over. Oh, capital gains, stop listening. No, listen to that stuff. It's just the income that you earn on money you already have. Which, by the way, typically, you have put no labor, no effort towards. It's just money making money.
It's incredible. I mean, you lose money if you bend down to pick up $100. It's crazy.
Right. So it's simply investment gains. Capital gains. Ooh, fancy. They mean money gains, money making money. That's what they're talking about. He wanted to lower it to 15%. I have a question. Why is the income earned from labor presumptively to be taxed more than the income made from money? Don't we have that inverted? I'm going to throw a few more facts to you about taxes when we come back. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked in and join the convo. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Civic Media. You know I want to stay.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Two Growlers meet today on this Thursday evening where it is a windy night and, well, Witter Field is alive and well as special players have returned, and we're going to get to those just in a brief moment. But good afternoon, everybody. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM. Well, the Rafters were able to take a victory the other day against Lakeshore, winning 6-1. They dominated that game, and Lakeshore got a consolation run late in the game, but it was all about Wisconsin Rapids. They were able to come away with the victory in the series and had an off day yesterday, so they've been rested up, and they're excited to take on an outer division conference, outer division team in Kalamazoo Growlers. Growlers 7-8 on the season. They've lost their 4 of their past 5 games. They're looking to get back to winning ways. As for the Rafters, 9-6 on the season. They have been impressive as they are looking to keep that hot streak going and keep playing their brand of baseball. Well, to get started for them, they're having the Josh Howard, the left-handed pitcher out of Cal State Fullerton. He's going to be getting the start on the mound. As for Kalamazoo Growlers, Mason Meeks, the Drury product, who is 2-0 on the season, the right-handed pitcher, he'll be slotted in on the mound for the Growlers. Rafters going with Brandon Rogers, the right fielder, leading off for them. He's going to be, again, once in that leadoff role. We've seen him in the 9-hole. We've seen him in the leadoff role. He's going to be slotted back in at the leadoff position. So Rogers will be leading off. Ty Johnson, the center fielder, will be coming in second. And then batting third, a Wisconsin Rapids Rafters legend, some like to call him around here, and you're a Rafters fan, you definitely know the name. Brandon Bobo will be in the lineup tonight. He will be slotted in at first base, the Cal State Fullerton product. As for after that, Jack Gurevich will be DHing, the San Diego product, and his impressive play at the plate will be continued and will be rewarded batting fourth. Garrett Broussard, the shortstop. Chris Conniff will be batting sixth, the second baseman. Anthony Gallison, the left fielder, will be batting. Jorge Degatti, the third baseman. And Levi Jensen batting in the 9-hole, the catcher, today. As for the Growlers, Lawson Knight, the center fielder, will be getting the leadoff for them. Kaysen Taggart will be DHing. Banks Dolly, the Ole Miss product, out of right field. Will Furness will be playing first base. Gabe Springer at third. John Kramer at left field. And Cam Conley, the second baseman out of Lincoln University. And Colin Blanchard will be put in at catcher. And then Gavin Lewis, batting in the 9-hole, will be the shortstop. Gavin Lewis, the UAB product out of New Orleans. So a exciting matchup for these two teams. A long road trip for Kalamazoo, driving about 7 hours to get over here to Rapids. But Rafters are back at home. They have a 4-game homestand. This is their first of 4. So looking to get back to their winning ways and continue to keep going. They had a great win against Lakeshore, winning 6-1 and dominating that game the entire way through. So Manager for the Rafters, Kirk Schreider, once again shaking the umpire's hands right down in the home plate. As for the Growlers, Cody Pichocki will be in his 10th season, and he'll be heading down there right now. So Rafters, well, can they do it again and take down Kalamazoo? This is an interesting matchup, certainly is, because these two teams met last year, and what they did was they met in the Great Lakes Division Championship before going to the Northwoods League Championship, and the Growlers took them down by a score of 8-6 right on this very field. So the Rafters have a little bit of revenge on their mind because they were looking to hopefully head to the Northwoods League. The Growlers, for example, they went on to win the whole Northwoods League last year. They beat Duluth 8-3 in the final. So Rafters have a lot on their mind. They have revenge, just continue to keep playing their brand of baseball. But you look at it, you can't help but not overlook on what this game was last year and what the Rafters lost in extra innings by 2 runs. So for them, they're just going to have to play their brand of baseball, and getting guys back like Brandon Bobo and a guy that led everybody last year in home runs, 17 of them, and he knows quite a thing or two about hitting home runs and getting hits at this ballpark, Cal State Fullerton product. And sure enough, when his name gets called up, there's going to be a roar within this crowd. So excited to get going here, just about 9 minutes away from first pitch. We'll be back here shortly on WFHR 97.5. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the one in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Jensen! We return to Witter Field as the lineups are just being presented now from the PA announcer. But yeah, the Rafters are batting. They're batting at 233 as a team, so they're going to have to continue to keep getting better in the batting average with 71 runs, 122 hits, and 62 RBIs. They've been struck out 154 times, but this is a team that's gotten their hitters back, and they're starting to come on. So Growlers on the first baseline, the Rafters on the third baseline, all taking their caps off and just getting sent here. As first pitch coming in, just shortly, but yeah, look at the Rafters. They have their guys back. They have who they need, and they have pieces around those guys to make them better. Now they're just going to have to continue to put it into play. So first pitch was on the way as a young girl and an older man will have the pitch, and this is great to see a guy that You know, always these first pitches are exciting to see and who can get it across. And but yeah, no, a decent crowd on hand here at Witterfield, and fans have trickled in. Point Craft River is alive and well. It looks like it's up top on both decks. It is positioned with people everywhere. So national anthem here just shortly. But as for the Rafters, excited they're back home, to say the least. They haven't been home since Sunday, and now here on a Thursday. So we'll take a quick break here after the national anthem. First pitch coming up in just about 5 minutes. So stay tuned here on WFHR. We'll be back in a moment.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters Baseball here on WFHR.
Back inside Witterfield as Josh Howitt getting the start, and he's warming up just now. And Howitt's a guy that's had a 1-0 record. He's had 8 innings pitched, allowing 3 hits, 4 runs, 4 walks, but he's acquired 13 strikeouts. So the 6'5 product out of Cal State Fullerton and Encino, California, will be getting the start once again. Howitt's a guy that's he's a returning Northwoods League product and a returning All-Star. Had an unbelievable season last year, appeared in 13 games, going an 8-0 record and collecting 47 strikeouts, only allowing 11 runs. So he had a 2.5 ERA as well. So he's back, and for his second start in his second summer and for the Rafters. Kalamazoo, a team that has struggled 7-8, and they've lost 4 of their past 5, third in the Great Lakes East Division. So they're looking to head over to Wisconsin and get some business done, because they've struggled. They've had, out of their 15 games, though, they've had 11 home games. So they're looking to start to get some success on the road, because they haven't had much opportunity to. So stepping in for the Growlers is Lawson Knight, the center fielder out of Kansas State, and the Round Rock, Texas native, batting a .350 with 6 RBIs. So Knight will deal. The right-handed pitcher will step in, and the right-handed batter will step in on Josh Howitt. Howitt, the left-hander, sets and serves on the inside for a strike, 0-1. Now it's been a guy that he's appeared in other games as well, but he's really gotten his only start. We won that game, a 1-0 record, as he throws it inside for a ball, 1-1. Howitt previously attended LA Valley College. He appeared in 6 games for the Titans this season for Cal State Fullerton, in 5 innings pitched, as that foul tipped on the backside from Lawson Knight, 1-2. So number 4, Josh Howitt will come set. Howard on the mound, Jensen at catcher, Bobo at first, Conniff at second, Degatti at third, and Broussard at short. The 1-2 from Howard, inside, down low, for a ball, 2-2. Anthony Gallison, the Coastal Carolina product, slotted in at left field. Ty Johnson, seen a lot of Johnson at center field. He'll be put there again, once again, as Brandon Rogers in right field. The 2-2 from Howitt, fouled on the backside, 2-2. Didn't appear on the postseason roster for Cal State Fullerton, didn't play much. Only was 6 games for Cal State with 5 innings pitched this season. So the 2-2 from Howitt, outside edge for a ball. So full count here on the first batter of loss tonight, the Kansas State product. That 14 hits and 13 runs, a guy that's been excellent in the leadoff spot. Howitt comes set and serves the 3-2 outside, swing and a miss for the first strikeout. Josh Howitt starting his day off right. Now you see why this guy has 13 strikeouts as Kaysen Taggart. Out of Centralia College and from Everett, Washington, averaging a 308 with 3 RBIs is how it deals inside for a strike, 0-1. Rafters are always in a good position to win ball games when Josh Howitt is on the mound, a guy that's familiar with the Northwoods League and has done well and has proven himself here as the 0-1 comes on the inside edge for another strike, 0-2. One down for the Rafters. No balls, 2 strikes. Set, kick, and the serve inside. Swing and a miss once again. Josh Howitt back-to-back strikeouts. And he's acquired his second, so 2 guys down for the Rafters, and this brings up Banks Tolley out of the University of Mississippi. And a senior from Madison, Mississippi. As he serves on the inside for Howard, a strike once again, he's ahead in the count. Tolley has not appeared in a game for the Growlers this season, so his first at-bat as the 0-1 comes in for a strike once again. Josh Howitt, can he get 3 straight strikeouts? We'll find out. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Howitt kicks, winds, and delivers on the outside for a ball, 1-2. Howitt shakes it off, standing tall at 6'5". The 1-2 from Howitt, inside, swing and a miss once again, strike 3. 3 straight outs and 3 straight strikeouts for Josh Howitt. How about it? We'll head to the bottom of the first inning as the Rafters and the Growlers just getting going here. We'll be back in a second here on WFHR.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Bases the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Bases the Music will be...
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Leading off for your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
To the bottom of the first we go. Raptors are due up here in the home half of the inning as Brandon Rogers will step in. He's at 57 at-bats, a ton of opportunity where he's at 16 hits, 7 RBIs, 11 walks, batting a 281. So the Iowa Western product, batting in the 9-hole last game, now leading off, sees the pitch down the way from Mason Meeks, the Kalamazoo product, who's out of Drury University in Lake Dallas, Texas. 2-0 this season, where he took down Traverse City and Battle Creek as a swing and a drive into center field, coming under it and making the grab is Lawson Knight. So Rogers, decent contact, wasn't able to find any green space. So Ty Johnson is due up. Slotted in at center field today. 18 hits on 62 at-bats, batting at 290. He's at 7 RBIs with 13 strikeouts. So Mason Meeks will come set and deliver outside edge for a strike, 0-1. Mason Meeks, a guy that's been with Kalamazoo in his second season, just like how it was, is with the Raptors. Went 3-1 last year. We had 23 strikeouts as a swing and a ground ball over to Conley. Flips it over to first, to Furness at first. So two down for the Growlers. As we return, and batting third, Brendan Bobo. So Bobo, a guy who was a Northwoods League All-Star last year and the team MVP for the Raptors, batting at 298 with 61 hits. And everybody in this crowd is, boy, they are excited to see Brendan back in a Raptors uniform as he sees a ball on the inside for a strike, 0-1. A guy that was only batting at 216, though, with 41 games played, 26 runs and 30 hits for the Cal State Fullerton Titans. He had 25 RBIs as a ball comes on the outside, 1-1. He had 17 home runs last season, which was first in the Northwoods League, as the 1-1 inside, Bobo hits one off on the right field line in foul territory, 1-2. So a guy that's had all the accolades, the 1-2 inside, swing and a miss, strike three. Bobo went after it down low and got caught swinging. So the Growlers go three up and three down as we head to the top of the second. Raptors 0, Growlers 0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Everyday people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day. 7 days a week.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the second we go as Will Furness, the Ole Miss product, checks in as he sees A ball down on the left side, 1-1 count. So Rafters went up 3 up and 3 down on the defensive side, but they had 3 straight outs of their own on the offensive side. So the 1-1 here from Howen on the inside, swing and a miss. Will Furness out of Nacogdoches, Texas, batting in 250 with 2 RBIs. Got 3 hits as well. So plays for the Rebels in the SEC as swinging a ground ball over to Conniff at second. Scoops it up in the glove, and the throw to first is right on time. Easy pitch and catch there for the Rafters, an easy out. So 4 straight outs for the Rafters. This brings up Gabe Springer, the third baseman out of Stanford and a Boulder, Colorado native, batting a 300 with 3 hits and 3 RBIs as he swings and drives one deep to center field back towards the warning track, and an excellent catch from Ty Johnson. So 2 down for the Rafters. Johnson has been excellent there in center field this season. Made some heads-up plays and has just got it done when he's needed to. So 5 straight outs for the Rafters. Can they make it 6? John Kramer, the Ole Miss product out of St. Louis, Missouri, inside, out for a ball. 1-0. From St. Louis, Missouri, bats a 212. He's had 7 hits and 11 RBIs as well. So this Kalamazoo team is loaded with many guys that can get it done at the plate. 2-0 count here for Josh Howitt on John Kramer. The 2-0 down the plate for a strike. 2-1. Howitt, the lengthy left-hander, catches it, inserts the 2-1, fouled on the right side, 2-2. Well done for Josh Howard to get back in this count. 2 down for the Rafters, top second. No team with a hit. In fact, no team has gotten on base yet. As the 2-2, up and away for a ball. So a full count here with 2 outs. Three strikeouts for Josh Howard. Is he looking to make it 4? Wines and serves, the 3-2, driven out on the left field side, out in foul territory. John Kramer has had 3 home runs as well. The left-hander on lefty, the 3-2, swing and a miss, unfouled. Back on the left ankle, just barely. So the umpire coming out towards Howitt. The full count. 2 down for Wisconsin Rapids. Looking to continue in their excellent level of play. And their pitching has been brought in, and they've got now their hitters. This team can be virtually, I wouldn't say unstoppable, but very hard to beat. 2 down, full count here. Stepping out of the box was Kramer. Steps back in. So the left fielder, John Kramer, a full count with 2 down. Howitt comes set. He kicks, winds, and serves on the inside. Out for a ball. So ball number 4, that's going to take Kramer to first. So John Kramer, the Ole Miss product, we'll see first. That's the first person that's been on base today for either team. Cam Conley out of Pepperdine, Lincoln University, Pennsylvania is where he's from, so it's kind of an interesting town name. But he does go to Pepperdine as he drives one up on the right field side in foul territory. No balls, a strike, 2 down. Cam Conley batting a 244 with 10 hits and 7 RBIs. Josh Howitt will come set. Glances at first and does another time. The leadoff has the 0-1 down on the right edge for a strike, 0-2. So Kramer stands at first, and Howitt's ahead in the count with 2 down. Fastball came in at 90 miles per hour. No balls, two strikes. Sets the serve. The 0-2 driven out on the right side. In the right grandstands. Conley doing well to stay alive in this count. Slotted in at second base today. So the leadoff from Kramer. Howitt will come set. Kicks, winds, and serves inside, down and away for a ball. 1-2. Once again, fastball over at 91 miles per hour. Raptors looking for this third out here in the top of the second. Howitt looks at first. Now serves the 1-2, swinging a fly ball out on the right field side and not getting over in time is Bobo. That goes out in foul territory. Great crowd on hand here at Winterfield, and fans have made an appearance both on the Point Craft River and around here at the grandstand. The 1-2 inside and fouled and flied out on the right side once again. So Conley doing well to fight in this count. 1-2. He's at 7 RBIs and 10 hits. Plays his collegiate ball with Jack Passier, who is not here today. Two down. Kramer stands at first. Howitt sets and serves the 1-2. Curveball outside for strike three. The steal does not matter as Kramer was looking to go two. But Josh Howitt, another strikeout as the Raptors head to the bottom of the second inning. Score is 0-0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 48. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 77. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 53. Low 80s Saturday and Sunday with a chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Wisconsin River Orthopedics of Wisconsin Rapids features the area's only open MRI unit. What does this mean to you? If you are claustrophobic or if you're big or overweight, you'll love this open MRI. If you are nervous about loud noises and other MRIs, you'll appreciate this open MRI. Plus, they feature board-certified musculoskeletal radiologists to read your images. If you need MRI, ask for open MRI at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Go to WROinstitute.com or call 424-8255. 1881, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
To the bottom of the second we go as the DH, Jack Gervich, will step in, and the guy that has been impressive for head coach Kirk Schreider and the staff. So Gervich, six hits, batting a 375 with seven RBIs. The University of San Diego products outside for Meeks. So Mason Meeks, the start of the mound. Colin Blanchard, the catcher. Furness at first, Conley at second. Springer at third, Lewis Jr. at shortstop, swinging a hard ground ball over to Conley at second, flips it up over to first right on time for one down. No team with a hit yet as Gervich made good contact, but Garrett Broussard is due up, batting a 156 with five hits and an RBI. out of Utah Valley and a San Juan Capistrano, California native, outside edge for Mason Meeks. 4-1, 1-0. He's had 3 runs. He's had some timely runs in the shortstop. Meeks sets and serves the 1-0 outside for a ball once again. 2-0, 1 down for the Growlers. And ground out from Gervich. Mason Meeks sets, winds, and serves on the inside for a strike, 2-1. So the Drury University product out of Lake Dallas, Texas. Swinging a ball, pops backside for a foul, 2-2. So Meeks has done well to get back in the count. He had 16 appearances with Drury and 13 starts. He finished with an 8-4 record and led the team in innings pitched as the 2-2 down and away for a ball. So full count here with one out. Broussard has been below average at the plate, hasn't had his best start. And there's plenty of baseball for him as the 3-2. Swinging a ground ball that goes in past the third baseline, drives into left field as Broussard gets a hit in the first hit of the game. Belongs to the Utah Valley product. Broussard will take first. So that's a way to start off for the Rafters as Chris Conniff out of Edmond, Oklahoma, batting a .343 with 12 hits, 5 RBIs. Another returning Rafter as he fouls backside in the backtrack, 0-1. So good start there for Garrett Broussard. Rafters have a hit, one down, no balls, a strike. Meeks will set on the left-hander of Chris Conniff, swings and pops one up to the third baseman of Springer, comes under it and makes the grab. Two down. Anthony Gallison will step in. The 5'8 Coastal Carolina product has been batting a .158 out of Colts Neck, New Jersey. As Gallison sees a ball go up and away, Mason Meeks delivers 1-0. So Broussard stands at first. Two down. Meeks will set. Check and serve. Out and away, but comes and paints the right edge of the zone. 1-1. Leading off first is Broussard. Meeks sets and delivers. Gallison pulls the ball on the left field line out on the foul side, out of play. 1-2. So one strikeout for Mason Meeks so far. He struck out Brendan Bobo. Two down. Meeks 1-2. Swinging a ball popped into the pitcher of Meeks, and getting out of the way is the first baseman, who comes under it and makes the grab. So three down for the Growlers as we head to the top of the third. Rafters get a hit, but no runs as the score remains at 0-0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.